Hello, I'm Don Lee. Welcome to a broadcast concert by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, made possible with funds provided by the H.J. Heinz Company. The guest conductor and soloist for this program is Christoph Eschenbach, who will lead the Pittsburgh Symphony from the keyboard in Mozart's 23rd Piano Concerto, and then, from the podium, conduct a performance of Anton Bruckner's 7th Symphony. Here's Christoph Eschenbach to lead the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra from the keyboard in a performance of Mozart's 23rd Piano Concerto.
Thank you.
Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's 23rd Piano Concerto. Conductor and soloist was Christoph Eschenbach with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Christoph Eschenbach first came to international attention as a pianist, though more and more lately he's devoting his time to conducting. He was a winner of the 1962 Munich International Music Competition for Pianists, as well as the 1965 Clara Haskell Competition. The late George Sell was so impressed by Eschenbach that he invited him to the United States to debut with the Cleveland Orchestra in 1969. Pianist-conductor Christoph Eschenbach. The concert performances featured on this program were recorded in cooperation with NPR member station WQED-FM in Pittsburgh. Our thanks to recording producer Mark Yakovon and field producer Jim Cunningham. This program is a production of National Public Radio and the Pittsburgh Symphony Society. Marshall W. Turkin, Vice President and Managing Director. On this portion of the program, we're going to hear guest conductor Christoph Eschenbach lead the Pittsburgh Symphony in a performance of Anton Bruckner's Seventh Symphony. This work was premiered in 1884, and it proved to be the success that launched Bruckner's fame as a composer. One reviewer present at that first performance summed up critical reaction when he said, "How is it possible that Bruckner could remain so long unknown to us?" Bruckner's cause was then taken up by generations of enthusiasts, one of whom is conductor Christoph Eschenbach.
Well, it was actually, I made my conducting debut with Bruckner's Third Symphony. So you see that I have an affinity to Bruckner. Simply also because I liked his music, I loved his music since my childhood, and I couldn't play anything on the piano because there's nothing written for piano. So I waited for the moment that I could conduct it because I have a certain feeling for this music. It's certainly difficult to perform and also difficult to bring off, to project, because it has very much to do with tension. You know, you have to, it's these long melodic lines and you have to build up a tension which never loses or get weak.
Christoph Eschenbach, who now conducts the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra in a performance of the Symphony No. 7 by Anton Bruckner.
Thank you.
Symphony No. 7 by Anton Bruckner, performed by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Christoph Eschenbach. Bruckner's Seventh was the final work on a program which also included Mozart's 23rd Piano Concerto, which Christoph Eschenbach conducted from the keyboard. This concert was recorded in Heinz Hall, Pittsburgh, on October 29th, 30th, and 31st, 1982, as part of the orchestra's 56th season. Recording engineer was Gerald Alexander, with technical direction by Chuck Thompson. Executive producer for this series is Jeff Mill. Writer and producer is Andy Trudeau, with production assistance from Laura Bertrand. I'm Don Lee, inviting you to join me next week for another full-length concert by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, Andre Previn, music director.